was wondering if Ion can give us something that's not being reported about the oil spill.
The guff has gone slippery. It's lubed up good. Yes, it is. About 200 million barrels a day. Yep. We had posted that cap business wasn't going to work, and then amazingly it didn't work. And then they rolled along, and then they're playing who's in charge and who's on first and what's on second. Oh, wait, that's the baseball thing. The cap thing wasn't going to work, and of course it didn't. And it's just making an equalizer. It's an equalizer for contrast, and that contrast is showing up in the reality by default at this point, because everybody's looking at it going, well, I didn't have any part of this. I didn't do anything of this. Well, then it won't be in your experience. And you're going, wait a minute, what? There's an oil leak. There's an oil spill. It's gushing black Texas tea all in the Gulf. Well, if it's not in your reality, then it's not. But if it is, then it's part of your individual creation.
What I found interesting is that we have so much oil that we can afford to lose 200 million barrels a day. So that shows how much oil we have.
Apparently there's abundance. And everybody's crying that there's not enough, there's not enough. Well, go to the Gulf, you can get all you want. And what's so fun... pardon the pun. And what's so fun about the whole process is this is those kind of things that they didn't want them drilling, offshore drilling in the Gulf anyway. But, oh, it was going to be so handy to drill it and then put it right there at the refineries that are right there offshore. And just pipe that stuff right there into New Orleans and, boy, get it refined and have the refining refined. And then the excess, they can just ship right on over to Galveston and just take care of it all. Not a problem in the world. Well, and it's still not a problem. The earth contained the oil, so the earth knows what to do with it. The anomaly or what's coming on is this abrupt, in-your-face business that's now being presented for the human creators to discern. That's all.
I noticed on our own forum, Greg says, Ion, will the big steel cap they are fabricating to cap the spilling oil pipe, will this work and significantly reduce the oil seepage, or is it a bust? No, it will not, says Ion. We checked with all the active human creators to poll their opinion on the matter, and the unmedia editorial story is much vaster than CNN said. They surely must be heretics. Just kidding. Don't blow. This is going to be fun. Gee, I hope nobody saw that. The oil will, oddly enough, have a much greater effect on the east coast of Florida rather than Cedar Keys down to Naples. Ion knows his geography. Did that happen?
Yeah, it's going up the east coast. I guess the currents carried it. I think people thought it would go from the Gulf up the other side of Florida, the inland side. Did it or didn't it, Ion?
No, it isn't. That's magical. They don't get involved in all that stuff. They don't have all that business. They say, no, it's not our deal. Y'all work it out. We're so busy pleasing and delighting ourselves and enjoying our wonderful shoreline that we don't know what you're talking about. Y'all keep typing and we'll keep enjoying and hope it all works out good for you. But as far as we know, we're good.
Is that how they keep clear of the hurricanes as well?
It is. It is indeed.
Ion continues, the spillage is increased by the pressure of creators, that's human beings, regarding their attention to the slick. That was a bit slippery, we con cure. That was a bit slippery, we con cure. C-O-N-C-U-R-E. So it wasn't a North Korean torpedo, damned or otherwise. Not Halliburton's sloppy concrete pour 24 hours before she blew. Sorry, we should wait until you actually have another question before we blow anymore. That's Ion. Then he ends up saying, she sold slippery shells by the oily shore. Okay, so a little later, on May 3rd, Ion posts this. The seal at the base of the rigging had to be set and secured via a V-concrete contracted by Halliburton from British Petrol. Not Gazprom, the Russian company, as has been alluded to. The Gulf of Mexico, like the Gulf, capital G, capital U, capital F, where only the non-physical vacation is under a great deal of pressurization, duly noted. Was it deliberate? We say what is not deliberate. If only creations or manifestations come from whom, then what's not deliberate? Conspiracy? Not so much. However, it is, so the regulators slipped a bit by allowing safety logs to go unlogged. Is that something that got into the news, Ion?
Yes, later.
BP's position to get the oil out of the ground, slippage in the pipe connectors that protocol requires, set the stage for a fiery mix. The answer will come from parallel world travelers. So if you want proof by default, then head on down to the Gulf, G-U-L-F. Then it goes B's, B-E-A. B-E-E apostrophe S, capital B-E-E, B's waxed. So is there some parallel world involvement in this, Ion?
Well, the technology that they were going to try to use was actually applying wax to the water to capture the oil and then basically take the paraffin out of the water with the oil with it. It's an extraction process.
Is it still spilling nonstop?
Oh, absolutely.
Control
full
over
out.
It at all?
Full out. Pumping full out.
Is this going to register for people in a collective sense as some kind of all-time bad example of poor stewardship of ourselves and our planet? Is that the point of the contrast here? Ion says, no, not specifically. Mostly really slippery, oily regulators doing any crazy thing they want and then blaming it on the rain, when it really is the Earth leveling the playing field so all can play. So how is this phenomenon leveling the playing field, Ion?
Yes, all human creators that get to engage this, they get to take part. They get to take part in this manifested reality by default, if you will. But as they embrace it, it levels it so everybody can get greasy if they'd like.
You're saying that it's democratic. It's a big problem, and it's wide coverage, so everybody can get involved and hurt by it. Or
that's
play with it.
Right. So therefore, Nancy Pelosi can go to the cardinals and to the bishops, and they can discuss it in church. That's the way they do it in the Gospels.
Okay, so then you say, great thought. As contrast lets you know what you do want. Therefore, so you're saying Calliope's question is a great thought. Great thought as contrast lets you know what you do want. Therefore, questioning the contrast is the way to best benefit from the process of creation at hand. Continue on March 9th, somebody, Calliope says, well, it can't be very much fun for all the big whales and little fishies to play in the oil slick. Then again, I suppose the event helps redirect attention to their well-being. Do you agree with that, Ion?
Yes, and last time we checked, there aren't any whales in the Gulf of Mexico.
And you responded back on May 9th, yes, they know humans better than humans recognize themselves. At the end of the day, all will be okay. So how is this going to be okay, Ion?
And when is the end of the day, since there is no time?
Yeah, there you go. End of the day is the span of dealing with the contrast at bay. Pardon the pun.
So Calliope continues, the most interesting contrast for me regarding this is that the majority of people want gas in their cars, but the excessive wanting leads to lack and mess. If it continues, we get a situation where need trumps want. If this contrast does not refocus culture to be sustainable, then what will? Will it refocus culture, Ion?
No.
He continues, you said that this is Earth leveling the playing field, and you also said that animals know us better than we know ourselves. Is that to say it is more than just human creators that spilled the oil? He continues, is this Gaia making a point? Okay, so you write, great. Why is he great? What's that? What's the point there? Great, just a great question, you mean?
Yeah, great that you're kind of embracing something that's worthy of your check.
Okay, great. Creation takes all forms of manifested reality. Did you mean that? You got real, R-E-A-L,
real,
equals
yes.
Sign L-T-Y.
Yes.
That was meant, real, L-T.
Mm-hmm.
Creation takes all forms of manifested real, L-T. The best are non-physical, therefore in the know. They don't care, but are in the now. So only humans create, and this creation, however, by default, is contrasting to some humans, but not all. Like those that bought British Petroleum short, for example. Well, yeah, there's rumors that people ahead of time knew this and shorted. Is that what you're referring to, Ion?
Yes, they're just as tickled as a hog in schlop that it happened.
How did they know it was going to happen?
Maybe they actually tapped into the very non-physical that they already have, and that all knowing and all knowledge can be their very own, and that there is no past, present, or future. There's only now, so their regulated sets of now includes all. And once they come to a place where they know all, maybe then that just worked right just perfectly in the labyrinth of their mind. Maybe they didn't push against all these rules and regulations that gets crammed down their throat hole all day, every day, to put them in a position where they can only create what's allowed. Maybe they got over their rules and regulations that push them into a less than place so that there's no way possible they could ever have any limitation. Maybe they could capitalize on all, and they could relax and allow and have those money checks just flow freely and easily to them without any disdain or regard, because they got paid and everybody's enjoying the oil spill. So if they're going to be an oil spill, you might as well get a money check, don't you think?
Okay, so you say, in this response to Calliope, like those that bought British Petroleum short, for example, then you say, Calliope, your point is perfect, pointing to all reality and the fallout or contrast by which the next manifestation will be wrought. Very insightful, Gaia. Are you calling him Gaia? Are you saying Gaia is insightful?
Yes.
Very insightful Gaia. And then you sign it, the old cop-out phrase, pure love always, Iod.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, we could have signed it Texas T, but that wouldn't have been as much fun.
No.
Oh, when the sun beats down and heats the tar up on a roof, and then your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, is where I am.